This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The risk of Armageddon is the highest it has been since the early 1960s, President Joe Biden said Thursday night, as Russian losses in Ukraine prompt Russian officials to discuss the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons. We get more on the story from Tim McGuire.
In a speech at a New York fundraiser for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, President Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin was not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons. The president adding, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." Biden's remarks are the starkest warnings yet by the U.S. government. They come at a time that the Russian military has had major battlefield losses in its war on Ukraine. However, U.S. officials say they have seen no change to Russia's nuclear forces. I'm Tim McGuire.
Thailand's prime minister on Friday visited the daycare center in the country's northeast region to pay respect to the dozens of children and others who were killed there the day before. Prayuth Chan-o-Chu offered flowers and prayed outside the center the day after a fired police officer attacked the center, killing at least 36 people. Authorities are still investigating a motive for the deadliest mass shooting in Thailand carried out by one person. Local authorities identified the gunman as Panya Kamrab, the ex-police officer who was fired from the force last year because of his involvement in drug trafficking. Police say he later killed himself along with his wife and child. They're continuing their investigation. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. Greece's Coast Guard said Thursday at least 22 people died after two boats carrying migrants sank in separate incidents. Authorities say one boat carrying 40 people went down near the eastern island of Lesbos, near Turkey. 15 bodies were recovered, 5 people rescued, with the search ongoing for the remaining migrants there. A second boat went down off the island of Kythira after it hit rocks and high winds. Authorities say they rescued 30 people from the second boat. Migrants typically reach Greece from neighboring Turkey, but smugglers have been utilizing longer and more dangerous routes to avoid patrols in the Aegean Sea. South Korea and the United States began joint maritime exercises with the U.S. aircraft carrier on Friday, South Korea's military said, a day after it scrambled fighter jets in reaction to an apparent North Korean bombing drill. Maritime drills are taking place off South Korea's east coast through Saturday, according to a military spokesman. The drills come after North Korea launched a pair of ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday and later flew warplanes near the border with the South. The North Korean Foreign Ministry criticized Washington for calling a United Nations Security Council meeting over the launches, saying they were just countermeasures to the joint U.S.-South Korea drills. Well, educators say teen vaping remains a big problem. We have more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
A study released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows during the 2021-22 school year, 14% of high school students said they had vaped recently. That compares to 11% in last year's survey. But experts say a change in the survey makes it hard to compare results. This year, a higher percentage of students took the survey in schools, where vaping tends to be reported more than in homes. But educators also speculate that many kids may have taken up vaping last school year as they dealt with mental health issues or stress related to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says any change in the U.S. sanctions against Venezuela could only come in response to constructive steps by the Maduro regime to restore democracy. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the Organization of the American States meeting in Peru Thursday, the top U.S. diplomat said on Venezuela, there is no change in our policy or on our approach. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app, I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.